A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Lamed Ches, Eruvin 38a, pagination page 75, new Mishnah starting from the third line on the page. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSamoch LeShabbos, if you have a Yom Tov that is next to Shabbos, that means that instead of just having one day that needs Erev Tehumen, if you want to travel distant from where you are, you actually have 2 days back to back. Either Yom Tov is Friday or Yom Tov is Sunday. And the question is the place of residence, your Erev Tehumen, going to kick in for both days, or is either one day independent of the other? Whether Yom Tov is the day before or Yom Tov is the day after. So Rabbi Eliezer says, which is the way we follow, that you're allowed to make two different Eruvin. Ve'omer, and you can say, Eruvi barishon lamizrach, my Eruv on the first day is towards the east, meaning you have some food stuff towards the east of the city, and you lock in that location. Uvasheni lemayruv, and on the second day, I want my eruv to kick in based on my food stuff that I leave to the west of the city. Or varishon lemayruv uvasheni lemizrach, the reversed, west then east. Eruv varishon. My Eruv should kick in only for the first day, wherever he left his Eruv. Uvasheni kivnei iri. And on the second day, I want to be locked in like the residents of my city. Eruv uvasheni uvarishin kivnei iri, or the reverse. I want the Eruv to work one day, and on the first day, I want to be like the residents of the city. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that each of the days is independent of the other, and you can lock in your Eruv according to your needs. So if you have your parents and in-laws in suburbs, neighboring areas, so you can lock in, one day we'll spend by them, one day we'll spend by them, and that all works. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, and even if we don't paskin like the Chachamim, there are two major pieces of consideration that just for right away you want to be paying attention to. One is, how do the Chachamim handle what they consider a suffix? They're not sure if it's one day equivalent, that the 2 days become one Kiddusha, one holiness, and you get locked in for whatever your Erev on the first day is, that's your Erev on the second day also, so Yom Tov to Shabbos or Shabbos to Yom Tov. And secondly, what would be by Rosh Hashanah? Because by Rosh Hashanah, we view it as one Kiddusha. So how would we handle a person who wants to have his Erev different first day to second day? The Chachamim say, O ma'ariv l'ruach acha, so ena ma'ariv kol ikar. Your choice is either you're doing the Erev or you're not doing the Erev. But according to the Chachamim, you cannot split the days. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, o ena ma'ariv kol ikar. You're doing Erev, again, for both days, or you're not doing Erev. The first statement was to respond to Rabbi Eliezer's allowing you to do one day to the east and one day to the west. And the second statement is to respond to Rabbi Eliezer saying one day you're being ma'ariv, whether it's east or west, I don't care, but you're being ma'ariv, and the second day you want to be local, just acquiring like the city in which you're in. And the Chachamim say you can't split them. Ketzad yase, what do we recommend that you do? Malicho barishon, walk the Erev Tehumen to its location, umachshich alav, and stay there, v'notlo, and take it, ubalo b'sheni, and then come back for the second day, machshich alav, and keep it there, v'ochlo, and then you can eat it. ubalo, and then you can come back. So what we're being taught is that the Erev Tuchumen does not have to be there the entire time. The Erev Tuchumen only has to be there as Shabbos or Yom Tov begins. And also that you're allowed to eat it once it's kicked in. But this person wants the Erev to kick in both for first day and for second day. So the Chachamim are saying it has to be there as the day begins, and then it has to be there again as the second day begins. If you're worried that someone's going to take it in between, so if it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, take it with you, make sure it'll still exist, and then bring it back. V'nimtza mistaka b'halichas o mistaka b'iruvo, the result is you'll be able to walk where you wanted to walk, and you'll also make sure that the Eruv doesn't get stolen, some monkey doesn't take it and eat it up, you'll be able to eat it. Necha b'rishon, if it does get eaten, Eruv l'rishon ve'in Eruv l'sheni, it works for the first day, it doesn't work for the second day. Now, you'll notice a contradiction, which is what Rabbi Eliezer is going to play on. The Chachamim are saying two things. One thing that they're saying is that it's Kedusha Achas, you get locked in. Whatever the first Eruv is, the Eruv for the first day, that's the Eruv for the second day. So if you're doing to the west, you're locked into the west for both days. East, locked into east for both days. Local, locked into local for both days. And then they go ahead and say, but make sure that your Eruv exists as the second day begins. That sounds like my Eruv has not yet been taken care of. It's an open book, so to speak. And wherever the Eruv is, as the second day begins, that's where my Eruv is going to be for the second day. Is it one day? And wherever it locks in on the first day, it's locked in for both days? Or is it 2 days? And it needs to lock in for the first day, and it needs to lock in for the second day, and presumably it could be locked in at two different places. Which one is it? One Kedusha or two Kedushas? And that's what Rabbi Eliezer asks. Some Rabbi Eliezer, Motma Temli Shem Kedushas, Shtei Kedushos. It seems to me that you're agreeing that it's two different holiness lock-ins. Because you're telling me that the Erev has to be there when the second day begins. So if so, why can't the second day be different than the first day? And the Gemara responds with what I alluded to. It's about 8 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. V'rabbonon sifuke misapkeluhu. And the Rabbonon have a suffix. They have a doubt. V'hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. And in both cases, they're being strict with you, because they're not clear whether they should consider a Yom Tov and a Shabbos, or a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, if they should consider it like a lock-in, like it becomes one Kedusha, and however you start that two-day Yom Tov, so to speak, that's where you're locked in, or is it two different Kedushos? Now, as I mentioned, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit different. It's more strict in locking it in as one day. It's referred to as Yom Ha'arichta, one long day. And we've encountered different aspects why second day Rosh Hashanah is not, for example, as lenient as 2 days Yom Tov. Because normally 2 days Yom Tov, you could play a certain game where you say, if today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is for sure not. And if tomorrow is Yom Tov, today is for sure not. But Rosh Hashanah works differently, because that's how it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Even when they knew which day was Yom Tov, they still considered both days Yom Tov. And that's going to be one of the major themes that the Gemara will still have to develop. How do you handle Rosh Hashanah? But either way, our discussion of Shabbos going into Yom Tov, Yom Tov going into Shabbos, is the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Yashar Koach, have a great day.